Brewers looking to win a series over their division rivals, the Cardinals. Matt Garza, first start off the 10-day DL. He got a lift from his defense in the second, facing Jose Martinez.
The 1-1, a swing and a high fly ball. Deep center field, back to the track, at the wall, and the catch is made by the center fielder, Broxton, at the top of the wall, two outs.
The 3-2 delivery, here it comes, swing and a fly ball to left, hit hard, back goes Martinez, and this ball's out of here.
Then a ground out the next time up. Here's a line drive, base hit, left center field. Up with the ball, Martinez, the run is going to score as the throw goes to third. 2-1 Milwaukee on consecutive hits by Shaw, Perez, and Broxton with two outs in the fifth. With the pitch, Carpenter swings and gets under this one in a high pop fly left center field. Hernan Perez calls for it. The left fielder makes the catch, and that will be that. The Cardinals waste a double by Wong. The Redbirds have left five on today. We go to the bottom of the eighth, 2-1 Milwaukee. The runners go. The pitch. Garcia takes strike three right down the middle. A breaking ball catches him looking, and the Brewers win 2-1.
2-1's your final. The Brewers hang on for the win. Garza gets it. He improves to 5-5, going 5 2/3 innings, allowing an earned run on four hits and striking out four. Knebel picks up his 20th save. The last five have been one-run saves. As the Redbirds continue to struggle to get over the hump, manager Mike Matheny spoke after the loss.
A couple guys on runners in scoring position, a few different, and couldn't just get the big hit. What did you make of the offense?
Well, we had obviously a good opportunity in the fifth, trying to take our best shot. Don't play us. But nice job with grinding through at bats even at the end. And it was the big hit that kind of eluded us. Gigi had one that got us on the board, but you know, just didn't have a whole lot else.
What did you think of Walker today?
It was good. A couple deep counts where he'd even get 0-2, even the home run Aguilar early. 0-2, works to 3-2. And what we've seen is he's been able to get into those counts and then put them away. You're just going to have that some days when they're not chasing that high fastball, they're not changing the slow stuff below the zone, and didn't get many chases with the secondary pitches. So still, you know, one run on five hits, I think is what it was. And a couple walks, and it looked a little atypical to how he's been throwing, but he's just been throwing so good. But he's thrown a lot of innings too, and so that all kind of plays in.
With where his pitch count was there when his spot comes up in the fifth, is that a pretty easy decision to go for the offense over maybe another inning of Michael?
He's at 80 pitches.
Yeah.
How much he's thrown the last few outings here. You got to take a shot, especially you can see that we weren't getting a whole lot of opportunities up to that point. Most likely probably just going, he was averaging 20th inning. I mean, only going one more inning anyhow. We had a couple guys like a Cecil need to pitch. Felt confident coming in. So, you know, he looked good too. He gets two quick strikeouts, and next thing you know, three singles in a row. And he was making really good pitches. Thought his second inning was very good too, so hopefully get him in a good spot.
You've had, in the past week, you've had the performances by Jose Martinez where he provided a lot of the runs, and last night by Yachty, the two home runs. The offense, it seems like it's tricky to piece it together, as I just haven't seen it up and down the lineup.
Just baseball, you know. Jose got robbed of a homer today. Makes the game look a little different. It'll come. Just, you know, you have these days you got to scratch and you fight for every run, and you know, you got to produce, you got to come up with those big hits. You know, we have some guys in situations get the big hits. And, you know, you're not, even the ball Boyd hit there, I mean, they shifted very well and had the defense in the right place on a ball that could easily have been up the middle for a run. So, you know, just one of those days. And head to Cincinnati.
How did Yachty make it through?
He was good. I think it just seized up on him a little bit. I think he got his collarbone. But, yeah, he's a warrior.
Up next, the Cardinals take on the Reds in Cincinnati. It's Mike Leake and Asher Wojciechowski on the hill.